Happy voting day in Arizona, Arkansas, Maine, Nevada, North Dakota, South Carolina, and Virginia. In North Dakota, there are two ballot initiatives. One would ban property taxes. The other would discontinue the University of North Dakota's nickname, the Fighting Sioux. Keep an eye on that. There are also Senate primaries in Nevada and Virginia and in Maine, where six Republicans and four Democrats are hoping to emerge the candidates to run in the fall to replace retiring Republican Olympia Snow. But the race that's getting the most attention will decide a seat today. It's the contest to fill the remainder of Congresswoman Gabby Gifford's term in Arizona. She, of course, resigned to recover from injuries sustained in that shooting rampage in 2011. Republican Jesse Kelly, who narrowly lost to Giffords in 2010, and Democrat Ron Barber, a former Giffords aide who was wounded in that Tucson shooting, are vying for the job. Rebecca Sanders of the Arizona Republic joins us from Phoenix. Rebecca, just how much excitement is there today? This has been wall-to-wall on cable television. You know, what's the sense of what the turnout will be?
That's right. Early balloting that we have here in Arizona actually has been at record levels. There was concern that being a special election at an odd time of the year with a very short campaign for this seat would provide low turnout, but it looks like people are really interested and the people of Southern Arizona feel that this is a really important election to be involved in.
Well, we know that the Republicans just had a very big win in Wisconsin with a lot of outside money, and we'd heard that that money was going to be shifted in the last couple of weeks to Arizona. Are you feeling that there? On both sides, maybe, of the aisle.
There is a lot of money pouring into this race because both parties see this as a potential feather in their cap going into the fall elections. It's a swing district which has slightly larger Republican registration, but really the voters here go for either party. So we've seen not only, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars raised and spent by both candidates, but another about $1.5 million or more by outside groups, including the parties.
Tell us more about the candidates. Jesse Kelly lost a very close race to Giffords in 2010, and people are writing, you're writing, that he's changed his style in this race. How so?
The last campaign, you'll recall, was on this Republican Tea Party wave, and he really appealed to that and had some very strong rhetoric about Giffords and also positioned himself pretty strongly on his record serving in the Marines and doing a tour of Iraq, sent out mailers posing in his camouflage with a high-powered assault rifle. And those images just aren't going to play well now in the district after the tragedy. So he's been very smart about positioning himself more, for instance, in mailers posing with his wife and two kids and filming a TV ad with his grandfather. But he's still got a lot of passion and is definitely known for tough guy rhetoric as well.
Well, and meanwhile, Gabby Giffords had not been involved in the race, we understand, till recently, and she's now been out with her husband at her side, backing Ron Barber, her former aide, also wounded in that shooting. What impact has that had on people to see her?
She is well-loved in the district on all sides of the aisle. She really urged Ron to run. He was not exactly a willing candidate, but he did it for her, kind of. But she kind of took a back seat in this election and let him run it until this past weekend when she appeared at a concert and visited volunteers making calls on Barber's behalf. And she's going to be casting her ballot today at the polls, and I'm sure she'll be completely surrounded by the photographers and cameramen.
Some people would think it's impossible, because of perhaps a sympathy vote, that she would not, you know, garner votes for her candidate because of that. But, you know, feelings run pretty strong on politics in the region. Might anti-Obama feelings, for instance, trump that?
Voter that I talked to in Tucson and Southern Arizona was very quick to draw a distinction between having goodwill towards Giffords and their decision on election day. There may be that kind of indirect residual effect, but I think the voters are really cognizant of this is an important decision, even if it's only the remaining 6 months of her term. And there's very strong feelings on both sides for each candidate.
Well, and we should note there's also a Green Party candidate on the ballot today. His name is Charlie Manalakis. Best to him as well. Rebecca Sanders with the Arizona Republic there in Phoenix, Arizona on Election Day today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.